You ever get that weird thing in your hand where your hand's very dry, so you actually grab some sort of microfiber towel and it gets stuck in the folds of your hand? I have that right now. It's kind of annoying. Listen, I want to talk about something real quick before I even start today's podcast. It is absurd how bad the fog is where I'm at now, okay? I was driving on my way home today, and by whatever mercy the universe threw at me, I made it home. Because for the longest time, going 75, first I was going, 75 miles an hour on the freeway, really fucking, the speed limit, whatever. And I had to slow down dramatically on the freeway. Like, not just me, but I think everyone around me slowed down to a good 45 miles an hour with their hazard lights on. And we were just unable to see. The only thing you could see were the lights of other cars. But it got to the point where I could not see the lines on the highway, on the freeway. It was bad. It was really bad. Anyway, right now, as I'm recording, my house is currently surrounded by an incredibly thick fog. And when I go outside, I can't even see the trees a few feet away from my door. It is nuts. It is absolutely nuts. Like, holy shit. It hasn't been this bad in years. And it seems like every winter, some sort of issue happens where I live. And we're used to it, don't get me wrong. I just didn't expect it to be the fog. Because the fog hasn't been this bad since I was a child. And it's kind of nostalgic to see it. But I wanted to bring that up because as dangerous as it can be, it can also be very beautiful. So whenever I can, I'm going to take snapshots of the fog. Because it's very picturesque, to be honest. Anyway. I have a golden rule on this podcast where I don't discuss the political nature, the political leaning that I have. But I feel like with a recent decision I made, it should come to light that, yeah, it came up, okay? I no longer have a Twitter. I fully deleted it. I don't have it anymore. It's deactivated, including the art one. And I made a Blue Sky account, right? The reason I'm saying that, my political side showed is because realistically, I made a Blue Sky account because I'm just fucking sick of Twitter, okay? Here's why, okay? Let me bring it up. In the past, I've talked a lot on the podcast about how Twitter sucks now, Elon ruined it, now that there's a financial incentive to be toxic, all of these things still apply, okay? On Blue Sky, not so much. The problem is, immediately people assumed when you deleted Twitter and make a Blue Sky that you're left-leaning, right? So, that probably showed through. Am I left-leaning or right-leaning? Truth is, more in the middle. Because I share a little bit of both. My fucking head itches right now. My balding fucking head. I miss having hair, dude. Okay, I miss when I wasn't balding, specifically. Because if I grow out my hair, it's very noticeable how thin it fucking is on the top of my head. And it's bugging me like crazy. The other day, when you have one of those days where you have a bad hairdo and you didn't notice it until you go to the bathroom and you see it in the mirror? I had this fucking same thing happen the other day because I trimmed my head all the way down to the point where there's just a little bit of hair. And I went to the bathroom the other day. We were at Buffalo Wild Wings. And all I could see was like the light bulb hitting the top of my head. I could see how fucking thin my hair was. And I was like, oh my God, dude. This is like, I'm out in public like this, Ugh, fuck. I hated that shit. With a blind passion. Anyway, I wanna give a quick shout out on this episode for someone, okay? Someone very important to the podcast and my art community, okay? You guys know him and love him. It's Bongwater Shark on Instagram. Thank you so much because Bongwater actually helped with the naming of a recent painting that I did. Because the thing is, I made it. You know those moments where I just throw paint on the canvas. It's a moment of passion where I'm just going for it. See what fucking sticks. And I'm actually really happy with how it turned out. It's one of those rare gems where it's like, I have to wait for it to dry a bit more. I think it should be good now. So I can like clean it up, dust it off, and I can get this it's a coating that just clearly coats the entire painting and it keeps it for a long lasting, prevents mold growth and everything, right? I wish there are some paintings that I wish I had known about that, for longevity. Sadly, they are far too gone. This one is just fine. But again, as I mentioned before in the opening, there's so much fog outside that it's basically consistently and constantly raining. this is bad. Like, honestly, this fog is fucked up, bruh. Dog is fucked up, cuh. Okay, you gotta understand why I'm so passionate about the fog. Most people would just go, I mean, you drive in it and then you drive back. You know what's the point? You know, their main thing is they go to work, they come back. You know, that's as much as they think about it. It's plain and simple. My job is consistently driving everywhere. I drive a truck for a living, okay? So for me to say it on the podcast, you know it's bad because I'm constantly driving in it, okay? The thing is, I have a bit of thicker skin for it, right? Because I'm driving a big-ass truck. If anyone's going to get hurt, it's not me. The problem is, when you're driving a big truck, you don't want to hurt anyone, okay? I'm not a psychopath. Fuck. I know that some truck drivers who are. By the way, that's segueing to something. I don't know why I said it like that. That was really fucking awkward. Okay, we need to talk about something that came up not too long ago, but I wanted to wait for this to develop. There are over 600 plus serial killers that are truck drivers. And that's just that's like a generous estimate, okay? Now, the reason that I'm bringing this up is because a lot of people know this, right? But when I started the podcast, it's because I was an over-the-road truck driver going from state to state, exploring, looking at different parts of the United States. It was beautiful. I loved it. However, there was the occasional oddball. So I could tell you from experience that 600 is actually a low number. And it's disturbing for me to think about it because I got out of that life. I'm not over the road, okay? I still have friends that are over the road and I think about them often. Because it can be dangerous over the road. Thankfully, here's the beautiful part, right? What I remember is just how amazing people can be. I kept telling my friend the other day. I kept telling James, who, by the way, is going to be in the next YouTube video. Keep an eye out for it. I am working on it. It's taking longer than I thought because he's going to be in it now. I had to edit him in. You'll see. Anyway, I was telling James the other day. I said, I just remember... Like, I want to make this apple pie with, like, peach as well. Well, not peach, pears. A lot of peas in this episode. And the reason being is I'm just remembering the specific moment when I was over the road and I was not at all used to it at the time. And I was completely destitute. I had my hair growing out. I had my face all scruggly. I looked like a mess. I was hundreds of miles away from home. I just missed my mom and dad. You can hear me getting emotional right now, right? It's like I'm still there, right? And the beautiful thing is the people from Utah, when I was there, I stopped by a Denny's. And I was honest with them. I told them, this is the first hot food I've had in a while. You know, it's the first hot meal I've had in a while. And for me, that's kind of what cemented this under the radar thing. I know I don't really subscribe to any like brands or anything, but you guys got to understand, I will vouch for Denny's, you know, like it's hit or miss. Some places suck. Some places are incredible, but Denny's is always just food. You know, it's there. But when I was over the road, I went to a very specific Denny's in Utah. And there was a lady who heard that I had said this. So when I got a meal, she walked up to me. She's working at the Denny's, by the way. She had an apple pie and an ice cream. And oh, fuck, dude. Okay. You got to understand how fucking low I was at this point, okay? I got emotional right now. Sorry. No, you know what? I'm not sorry. You're getting the real deal right now. I'm fucking fanning away some tears. She just like a mother's eyes. Gave me this warm apple pie and his ice cream. And she said, sweetie, it's on the house. You look like you need it. Oh, fuck. Dude, if that isn't the fucking most beautiful thing I've ever seen over the road, dude. I mean, thank you. Seriously, like, I've done it in the past. Past episodes of the podcast, I've said this, that lady in Utah, thank you so fucking much, because I really did need that. Honest to God, I would have broken down crying right there in the Denny's, but I would just smile and I said, thank you so much. And I left a big tip, a generous tip. God damn, bro. See, I was remembering it so vividly that I actually fucking shed a tear, dude. Seriously. It was a beautiful moment. I really did appreciate that lady. The people of Utah, listen, okay? This is addressing the entire state of Utah. You are all incredible people. When I was over the road, I just remember every time I'd go to a truck stop or even wherever I was delivering, everyone there was just welcoming. I loved it. Out of every state that I've been to, because I traveled over the road for an entire year, state to state, every single one of them, a variety of people, you know? America's a very vast country, and it's beautiful. But Utah's, Jesus, man, right here in my fucking heart. Oh, man, I wanted to tell that story again because I've told these stories when I started the podcast, and it's just been too long since I mentioned that wonderful lady. I really do appreciate it. It was like, somebody's a mother when they treat you that well. And sometimes a mother's love is what you needed. And that's what I got that day. You know, some things keep you going. Some things like that absolutely keep you going. And that did. You know, I worked hard. I went far. I really needed to see the outside world like that. And here's one thing I didn't mention. Before I went over the road, before I did all that shit, sorry for swearing at this time. Before I did all that, I did not like my life. Okay? I was stuck in a rut. I hated myself. I didn't like what I studied. I felt like I wasted several thousand dollars and my degree was something I would hate to do for a living. And I was just kind of floating in between where I am in life, you know? Hell, I hate to say it, but I think truck driving is just kind of what I'm going to stick with. The thing is, it's allowed me to make way more money, and I'm comfortable with that. I work a lot of hours, don't get me wrong. I'm recording this podcast after a 12 and a half hour shift, and I'm still okay with that. Because I have freedom, you know? I'm driving out in the road. It's currently foggy as fuck, but it's okay. And it's just, I don't know, it got me thinking. Recently, I've been, you know, in my whole philosophical mindset again, and I've been thinking about how life really did go really fast. I'm almost 30. I didn't even expect to make it to 22. So, you're hearing it from the horse's mouth. I think it's been a while. And I guess just, you know, for the sake of the holiday. If you're listening to this and you're having a hard time, and specifically, I know that the hardest times to have are the ones where you can't say it out loud. I'm talking to everyone, okay? Men, women, doesn't matter. The hardest times are the ones you can't say out loud, you know? I know. Because I went through that shit. It gets better. You know? If you're going through hell, keep going. Because that's what I did. And quite honestly, I'm just having such a good time. Life's fucking awesome, you know? It's one of the things that I held back on for years is the painting stuff. Because I thought, what if people judge me? What if people ridicule me? What if I'm made fun of? And then I realized, I don't care. I do not care. At some point it snaps. You stop doing things for the rest of the world and you just harness things and you do it for yourself. That's fucking awesome. Where am I going with this? I don't know. I just felt like people needed to hear it. If I had, like, I had a nice week. I'm just saying that right now. But I was just remembering some old stories about going over the road. I like reminiscing and talking about them because it was a hell of an event in my life. And a very big one, quite honestly. I wouldn't do that. Why would I do that again? But if I did, I would go with people that I know and love, you know? Fuck, man. It was nice thinking about that. It was nice reminiscing about the over-the-road days again. But quite honestly, the one thing that I like nowadays is that I get to sit here, edit videos, make my friends laugh, and then paint when I'm done, you know? It feels nice. It's lovely. Oh, that was a big hiccup. That was a weirder burp. Hey, also, I know he's not listening, but my little brother ate all my fucking butter pecan ice cream. Hey, don't do that. I don't get paid until like 2 days, and I have no money. Don't eat my butter pecan. It's so mean. By the way, I only started eating butter pecan because Richard Overton, I believe was his name, for a while he was like the oldest living person, and he ate butter pecan, and I thought that was nice. One of the things that kept him going is, you know, do what you love in life. And I'm bringing him up for a reason. The butter pecan thing was entirely him. I didn't like it at first. I don't like pecans. But I kept eating it, and I thought, you know what? He wasn't wrong. It's pretty good. He said, butter pecan. You get any ice cream, you get butter pecan. The man knew what he was talking about. Rest in peace, man. Rest in peace. You're, even in death, you're still influencing people. I love that. I hope, I hope I achieve that one day, you know? I wonder what's gonna happen to this podcast when I die, you know? Like, when I'm long gone, are people gonna listen to this and think, damn, he must have been a hell of a guy, or are they gonna be like, what a fucking weirdo? Either way, they're both valid, you know? I'll be dead, who gives a fuck? If I'm being totally honest, I mean brutally, brutally honest, I have been thinking about my mortality. Probably a lot more than some people do on a daily basis. It's not because I anticipate dying soon. It's more like, I don't know. You kind of just get to a point in your life where you're like, all right, well, next step is to do this for 50 or 60 years and then I die, right? You're thinking of the next step. I'm always thinking of the next step. Me specifically, I'm thinking of what I'm leaving behind, which is this fucking podcast, the YouTube channel, which is going to stay up for free. But the podcast, I don't know. I think like after I die, it's going to like slowly fade out. Because the thing is, I'm paying monthly for it. I don't know if you guys knew that. So already I'm operating at a net loss. And I'm pretty sure I'm going to discontinue Morbid Universe. I've been saying that. But the truth is, I don't even know how to do that. There's been no one listening to it, okay? No one listens to it. There was not enough hype for it. And honestly, it's just, you know, like dead in the water. DOI. Dead on arrival. My bad. You ever have that thing where something's fucking bugging you, you can't talk about it? I hate it so much, dude. Fuck! Olipop, give me heartburn. That's what it is. I don't know how to explain it. It's supposed to make your stomach feel better, but no, not really. Not really. I've been eating like a fucking pig these past 2 days. It's Christmas, you know, it's winter. I like winter. What the fuck is this? Right, I forgot I had that. So I did some scans of some paintings that I did recently, and I did another thing where I'm actually really upset about it because it's two scans that I wanted to combine together in order to make a single one, right? Because the canvas was so big, I thought I could get my tiny scanner and scan both halves. No, I can't. I can't do that. And I can't buy another scanner yet. This fucking sucks, dude. The luxury modern life of an American, right? Where everything costs a lot and we don't make enough to pay for extra? I don't know. It is what it is, man, you know? Fuck it. By the way, I did not know a bag of rice was so cheap. So, my new primary source of substance is rice, pretty much. If I sound more broker than usual, you have no idea. You have no idea. Student loans catch up with you, you know what I mean? Also, interest rates are crazy high for my insurance, my fucking loans. I have three of them at 4% each, which, if you don't know, is pretty high. That's very fucking high, actually. And I just paid off one of them, and for whatever fucking reason, my credit took a hit. Oh well. How does that work? Someone tell me. How the fuck does credit even work? You know what? That's a good one. Let's learn together, why not? You know what? Tell you what. Okay, if you want to learn something today, MeetWeed's going to teach you a little thing or two about personal finance and credit. This is going to sound incredibly boring because it is. However, necessary. The reason I'm saying this is because I'm not going to lie. I have a high credit score. It was, at least, in the 800s. And if you don't know what that is, that's according to the rating system that I've seen, it's excellent. Excellent credit. Not good, but not good, not great, not amazing. It's like excellent. It's up there, okay? It's up there. I don't have a perfect credit score. However, that has to do with my age. That's right. The older you are, the higher your credit score goes. But the reason being is, I don't know, it's hard to explain. the longer you've had a credit card with no issues. You know what I mean? The most simplest way I could put it is getting a big credit. So what is it? Get a lot of credit, you know? Wow, this fucking Olipop. Okay, get a credit card. Apply for it. A very low one. The first one I used, I maxed out. Okay, and you know what I did? Over time, the credit card is going to charge you every month, pay that minimum on time, and give a little extra. Why not? The thing about it is, after about a year, it's going to start charging you interest. That's how they make their money, okay? You're going to pay that too. I hate to say this, but you're going to have to pay extra. You start building your credit by doing this over and over again. The first credit card is the one that I always, that I've always had people say, okay, why do I got to max this one out? It's the only one you'll be able to max out without affecting your credit negatively. It's so weird that I'm talking about this, because when the fuck else am I going to explain this to anyone? I don't know why that happened to me. Okay. My new glasses came in. They're kicking my ass. They're so strong. Holy shit, I could see everything. Anyway, let's talk about finances again, right? Credit cards. Max out the first one. Pay it off on time. And whatever interest rate accumulates, you're going to have to pay that too, and that builds your credit. Not, you know, dollar for dollar, but that'd be nice if it did. Fuck, I'd have a credit score in the thousands. Holy shit. But credit scores don't go, like, I think past 1,000. I'm not sure. I really don't know how that works. But it's hard to build. And the truth is, there's not many people that tell you how to do it properly. But I can't stress this enough. It is incredibly important to pay off everything on time. Okay? Seriously, I don't know why the hell it's so hard for some people. But that's important. The first credit card could be maxed out. Here's what happened to me. When I first started building credit, this is years ago, by the way. When I first started building credit, I maxed out my card, started paying it on time. As I was getting close to finishing paying it off, they said, hey, your credit score has gone up. Instead of $2,000 being your max, it's now $8,000. It wasn't such a big jump, but you get it. It's like, I think $2,000, $4,000, $6,000. It goes by twos, if I remember correctly. But you just keep getting close. The first one has to be maxed out. The second one, get it to 30%. Okay, no past 30%. After 30%, your credit score starts taking a dive. And then pay that off. Get close. It's going to go up. Keep going, keep going, keep going. Okay, I'm currently paying off quite a few of things right now. One of my credit cards is almost paid off. I said one of them, right? And I'm pretty sure that the whole reason that I know this and I'm teaching you guys this is because no one taught me this shit. I have to learn it. I had to learn it from scratch, okay? I had to learn it from talking to people at the bank, talking to my mom and dad, my mom especially. My mom is a fucking genius. She actually bought the house that we have, right? So she knows a thing or two about, you know, home ownership, property, equity, all that shit. We're not rich, you know? This isn't a wealthy person thing. This is, I don't know. We don't make a lot of money. But that's fine, you know? You could build it. Just as long as you don't go too crazy. The fuck? I feel fucking weird right now, dude. I don't know what's up with my nose. Do you guys hear it? There it is. Oh, shit. That's nasty. Okay, I cleared that. I had to blow my nose. Okay, that's funny, right? I knew these things about credit, but that's where it ends. Where it ends is when I tell you that you got to pay stuff on time to build your credit. What I didn't know is that I'm learning this from Bank of America, by the way. I got some of their resources here. Holy shit, it affects you in ways you would never have expected. Did you know that some jobs can deny you based on your credit score? I didn't fucking know that. Also, if you want to rent a house, not own it, but rent it, they'll check your credit score as well. If you want a car, they'll check your credit score. If you want a mortgage, your credit score. And in some states, car insurance. I did not know that. This is all new to me, okay? Okay, the hiring thing, I didn't know about. Everything else I did, except for the insurance for the car. I didn't know that. I mean, obviously, right? They're going to check your credit score if you're renting something. Because, like, you're giving someone money. But they got to be sure, hey, can we even trust this guy? Like, is he going to have the money? You know what I mean? It's so weird. But a mortgage and a car, you could still get with low credit score, but you're going to have a much higher interest rate, which fucking sucks, actually. It really does suck, seriously. If you got a car with a really high interest rate, you're not paying what the car is worth. You're paying, like, what the car is worth plus $5,000. But that's over the course of several years, so it's like, it feels like less. And it'll be like, oh, what's this little bill that's like $25 extra on my car payment. It's like, oh, that's for this. It's like, oh, okay, whatever. But it does ultimately build up. You know what I mean? You got to think of it like this. Don't think of a single payment. Think of how many payments you're going to make throughout your life. Every month, there's always bills. Bills, bills, bills. And I'm saying this because I just got a negative number in my bank account thanks to my bills. It's okay. I got paid. It was just, you know, the beginning of the month, I have a lot of bills that automatically kick in. My phone, my insurance, and my car payment, all three of them kick in at once, and it totals like $500. I'm not doing well financially. If anyone can send me some money, I'd appreciate it. Thank you, Patreon supporters, by the way. I really fucking appreciate it. Shouting you guys out right now. By the way, big things are coming. I know a lot of people say that, but you need to understand, my job is like 12 hours a day max. Minimum. No, 12 hours a day minimum. Fuck. And I know that, you know what's crazy? I don't know how to explain this, but I have more free time. It's nice. I actually like it quite a bit. Sometimes the missus comes over, but like, you know, it's different. Oh my god, I almost let something slip. Maybe next week I'll be able to say something. This specific thing is bugging me because I can't say it and I want to. My nose hurts. My nose really hurts. What the fuck is up? Okay. I mentioned last week, or maybe it was this week, I don't even remember. Look, at some point in this podcast in the last month, I mentioned a weird smell in the air when I'm driving by the freeway in random spots out here. Whatever it is, it's getting worse. And we've gotten certain people in like a town over that were evacuated from a big building because they had a weird gas smell. How the fuck does this relate to credit? Anyway, be sure to brush your dog's teeth. I don't know if you know that, but you have to do that. James. Fuck. I know you're tweaking out right now. You're probably driving in the fog. That's such a specific joke. Anyway, I feel funny. I don't know if I can end this podcast on this light note. I don't feel good. I do not feel good. Guys, what the fuck's wrong with me? Hang on, let me adjust here. Maybe it's my seat or something. I don't know. I don't feel good. I really don't. I'm not attributing it to the weird smell in the air right now, but I'm just saying I'm not the only one who feels like this. Me and my girlfriend have both been having weird headaches. If anyone knows what the hell's up with the Central Valley, I really appreciate it. I'm not going to specify what town I'm from. Those who know, you know. For example, if you bought a canvas off of me, if you bought a painting and you were like really far, I have mailed it to you with my address. By the way, don't share that, please. I really appreciate those who don't, you know, share that information. Because, what the fuck, you know, that's a dox. Anyway, I don't feel good. But it's gotten worse. There's a weird smell in the air. I can only describe it as a burning tire. And I don't like that one of the effects is that we get really bad headaches. I think I need I genuinely believe I need a gas mask to go to work tomorrow. And I don't like that idea. I don't know what's up, man. Something has been happening. And I even checked. Look, I'm going to check the forecast right now. Okay, because you know how the forecast will sometimes have like a weather indicator or like, okay, there it is. Air quality index is 154, which is worse than yesterday about this time. What the hell's going on? Unhealthy. Air quality unhealthy. I don't like that. Pollutant details. Carbon monoxide, nitrogen dioxide. What the fuck's going on? Dog, what the fuck's happening with my town? I don't like this, man. This is genuinely freaking me out. Look, there's probably a fire somewhere that I don't know, and a really big one, because there is no way in hell that several towns, right, with several miles in between them, are all affected by the same issue, because it goes all the way to my work. I drive a half hour to go to my job, and I smell it from there. Oh my god, dude. I don't like this. You know what? You know what? It is what it is. I gotta keep my chill, okay? So if I seem to have less energy on these podcast episodes, I genuinely cannot do anything about it. I'm actually trying to. I need like an air filter or something, right? Because this is bad. This is genuinely bad. I don't know what it is. It's hurting my fucking head really badly. Okay, that's going to do it for this episode of the Meatweed Podcast, because I'm genuinely struggling to breathe out of my nose right now, and I don't know what it is. It's not allergies, because allergies don't smell like burning tire smoke. I don't know what this is. You know what? I should look into that. Tell you what. Next episode, we're going to discuss the actual weird pollution in the air, because I don't know what the fuck it is, but I'm going to find it, okay? I'm going to figure it out. Because, you know, I have people on the ground. I have people all the way around here. I can't tell you what town this is. Maybe later. If it's a really big deal, I have to tell you what town it is, okay? But for now... Oh, I'm like, fuck. Okay. Sorry. I don't like that. I don't like my fucking voice changing. All right. I don't know what's happening. Fuck. I'm gonna look into it. If it is really bad, I'll have to tell you the town names, because there's no fucking way in hell this has been happening for like a whole month. And it is now getting worse. See you guys next week, maybe. Alright, everyone else is gone. This is only for the diehard fans. If enough of you show interest in the paintings, I will do a drop. I'm going to do a print drop if you guys show interest. However, this is only for the hardcore fans. See you guys next week.